Section 2, A Day in the Life at College Park, 1909. Moving into a scaled-down replica of the hangar originally built for the Wright Military Flyer, meet Wilbur Wright. Look around at the photographs showing the aeroplane in use and Wilbur's instruction of the military officers he trained, Lieutenants Frank Lamb, Frederick Humphreys, and later Benjamin Folloy. Note the catapult and monorail that were used to launch the Wright plane. For the 10 enlisted men at the field, this hangar was also their home. They would have slept on beds like the one before you. On October 8, 1909, Wilbur Wright began flight instruction at the College Park Airfield, taking up his students as passengers on the first day. Lamb and Humphreys soloed for the first time on October 26th, after receiving little more than 3 hours of training. In early November, Wilbur Wright departed the airfield, having fulfilled his contract with the government. The pilots themselves were reassigned within the Army, and the training school moved to Fort Sam Houston in Texas, along with Folloy, who never had a chance to solo, and the Aero. But the Army had other plans for the airfield, the opening of the government's first Army Aviation School.